Hello and welcome to my podcast channel Snigdha's Talks. I am Snigdha Srilakshmi Sunik and today we are going to talk about Roman traditions and some ceremonies. Ludi. Ludi is a public game that is conducted in Rome for the entertainment of people. Earlier it was just horse races, but later it developed into animal exhibitions and theatrical performances. During Ludi, no business could be conducted and it was a mandatory public holiday. Vestalia. Vesta is the virgin goddess of hearth, home and family according to the Romans. She is known as Hestia to the Greeks. She was considered as the guardian of Romans. Vestalia is conducted from 7th to 15th of June. This was a very important holiday, and during this day, matrons walked barefoot to the temple of the goddess, and that is where they offered food. Lupercalia. It is a festival conducted in honor of Lupa, the she-wolf who saved the founders of Rome, the Romulus and Remus. It was conducted on February 15th every year. It was believed that while conducting this festival, the city becomes purified and people are prospered with health and fertility. It was observed from Lupercal caves in the Palatine Hill. Male gods or dogs were sacrificed during this festival. Bula. The bula was a locket worn by the children of Rome to keep them safe from evil spirits and give them good luck. They were given to children soon after they were born. Boys wore bula until the age of 16. The girls, however, did not wear a bula but instead another kind of amulet which was called lunula. She was worn by them until their marriage. So we have completed the Roman mythology. Now I would like to discuss more about the Percy Jackson series in the next podcast. So I'll just give a brief introduction about the books. Rick Riordan, the author of the Percy Jackson series, came up with these stories for his son Haley, who had been diagnosed with dyslexia and ADHD. His son asked him to tell him stories related to Greek mythology. He made fictional characters related to the myths, and that is how he created all these series. And he said that ADHD and dyslexia was the powers of a demigod. That was the beginning of Percy Jackson. He created main three fictional characters that are Percy Jackson, Annabeth Chase, and Grover Underwood. The story revolves around these three going around the world and having fabulous adventures. Let's discuss more on the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned and also like and follow my channel. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a good day. Bye-bye.